This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome in. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, here on the Mason Crosby Show. Apparently, Mason was in Kohler, Wisconsin last night. I don't have my GPS tracker on him. I think he's already in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, though. Like, he was literally in Wisconsin for 4 hours. And I did not kidnap him. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't run up to Kohler and just, like, lock him in my basement until it was showtime, and then like be like, "Nope, Mason, you're on." No, I'm just kidding. Mason will be back. We assume next week. Like, there were rumors he was going to be on tomorrow, but then I've asked like five different people, and literally, not only will they not give me an answer, they don't answer my text. Like, I'm in the middle of four different text conversations with people, and they're like, and I'm like, "Oh, is Mason on Friday?" Because last week he had said maybe I'll be on Friday, and then like the conversation ends. Like, we're literally in the middle of texting, and it's like, did I say something to offend someone?
I am, like, 100%. I'm pretty sure 100% confident it's not till next week.
Right, yeah.
And I asked him last time I talked to him last week when we were doing promo stuff. So,
because he had sent a text that said, "I'm definitely out Monday through Thursday, Friday maybe."
Yeah, I think he's off the whole week.
Okay, I assume so. Because I think he's with the family in Gatlinburg, which, if you've never been to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, it is super fun. It is like the Dells on steroids. And the Dells are already on steroids. So you got to pick and choose what you do, right? But there are fun things to do. Dollywood is fun. Dollywood's worth going to. And then there are things. And then there are obviously things to avoid. But there's like cool, like going up the mountain and hiking and stuff like that as well. Anyway, it's the Mason Crosby Show. We're presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. My name is Mitch Thunder Nellis, and I was at the Brewers game yesterday, and it ended fun. It was kind of weird. It was up and down. It was back and forth. It was, why is Nick Mears out there again? And Sal Frelick had a day. Caleb Durbin had a day.
Fly ball into center. Rafael is back. Tagging is Frelick. Rafael makes the catch. Here's the throw home. It is late. Ball game over. Caleb Durbin does it again.
Highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports there. I just had a question for you, Mitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't mean to hijack and interrupt you here.
No, go right ahead.
I talked.
By the way, this is Tommy Wirtz. Follow him on Twitter at TommyWSSP. He hosts the leadoff show every day. There's no Brewers game today, so he needs a little extra airtime.
Yes. Okay. I just was agreeing with you. That was good. Setup. Total setup.
Thanks.
So I talked to Sparky a couple days ago, and me and him are both very high on the farm system and the prospects coming up through Milwaukee and the Brewers. And he had made the comment that Jackson Churio is probably going to be the only position player left on this team in 3 to 5 years. And I want to say right now publicly that I would be really bummed if Sal Frelick was not on the Brewers in 5 years. Same with Bryce Turang. Those are the two guys.
I know you love Bryce, and I think Bryce is probably in that conversation. I think Sal is in that exact same conversation. So you know me, I love Garrett Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Garrett Mitchell is ready to go 30 as soon as he can get healthy, which might be never, right?
Yeah, we still don't know anything, too.
Right. I actually think Garrett Mitchell has the tools to be a 30-30 player, like, pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with his swing and his speed.
A lot of power.
A lot of speed. I think he could easily be 30-30. And him and Churio, like, batting 2 and 3 in an order just, like, gets me really fired up. Listen, Sal Frelick's here to stay, man. Sal Frelick is here to stay. And I think he is... Now, it's the way Bryce started the season so hot and has cooled off, and the way Sal started it... And Sal didn't start it slow. Sal started it steady and now is heated up.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of those players are in conversation for being on that list. I know we got all sorts of, you know, the embarrassment of riches that is the Carolina Mudcats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And soon will be Appleton, and soon will be, you know, Huntsville and then Nashville or maybe
Biloxi.
Man, I'm old. At least I didn't say that the AAA team is New Orleans.
Right.
The New Orleans Zephyrs. Do you even remember the New Orleans Zephyrs, bro?
That was very early in my life.
That was a long time ago. I think, obviously, Churio's there. I think Frelick and Turing are there.
I would really hope so, and Sal scores the winning run on that Caleb Durbin sack fly. That's why the relevancy there. But I just think that this Milwaukee Brewers team right now, they are finding the identity of manufacturing throughout their, that's how their offense has to score. That's how their offense has to play in order to be successful and help out the pitching side of things. And maybe Bryce Turang is faltering away from that, but Sal Frelick embodies that. I mean, this is a guy who just gets on base, causes havoc on the base paths, plays A-plus defense, and I really think that the reason why Bryce Turang is in this struggle right now is he can't find a consistent spot in the order. He's got to be moved up from 1 to 2 to 8 to 5 all around, and he gets no idea of when he has to be prepared. I don't know if that's really such a hard thing for a major league ball player compared to other places where you might play, but it's got to mean something that you never know where you're going to be in the order on any given day, and it has to do something for your psyche. And Sal Frelick has been pretty consistently sitting around that 5, 6, 7 spot the entire part of the year, whereas Turang has been, anywhere in the order, and I believe he's there.
I do wonder how that affects things. I think that's a conversation for Bryce and for Murph. And to find out how that does, you know, he was around 300 all season. He's down to 268. Sal is up to 294 after going 4 for 5 yesterday. I did ask him after the game, like, in a game like that, if you get a couple hits in your first couple of bats, is it like a basketball player where you hit your first couple shots and all of a sudden it's like throwing the ball into the ocean?
Mm.
And he said, it's kind of like that, but it's so short term because you literally wake up the next day and you are 0 for 0. Like, you do not, it does not carry over day to day as a hot hitter because every day is so different with the starting pitcher. And that was kind of his take on that. But it is great to see him hitting the way. I mean, Caleb Durbin at 210 now, Christian Yelich up to 211. Not great, right? Yes. The fact that they're up to 210 and 211. Right. But for guys who are under 200, like, they call that the Mendoza line, and that's a real number.
Yeah.
Like, 200's a real number. If you're batting under 200, you're pathetic.
It's like a problem, like, for
it
sure.
It is. And again, like Murph talked about it after the game yesterday, Jory Ortiz hit 2 lasers yesterday. Like, he's 0-for-3, and he hit 2 lasers. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday where, like, yes, his overall exit velo for the season is not great, but you can see in at-bats, like, he's hitting the ball hard. And does that amount to something? I don't know. Like, if they got a better shortstop today, or if Bryce was ready to move to shortstop mentally and physically, and they got and they got a better second baseman today, or Caleb then moved to second and they got a better third baseman today. Like any of those scenarios gets me more excited than Joey Ortiz at shortstop right now, based on hitting 180, based on having an OPS of 490, being ranked 171 out of 171, literally last among all qualifying hitters. Like, and it's like, again, and I know his defense makes up for some of it,
sure,
but you're still playing 8-on-9, and you can't win. Like, they're going to Philly now. Boston's a mess. Boston, literally the second Alex Bregman got hurt, Boston said, all right, we suck, we're done. Like, it feels like that's what happened to the Red Sox. So they were a lost wandering team with no energy. The Brewers came out with energy this weekend. Like, this week. They were like, we're going to, Monday, you know, starting with Churio's leadoff homer off Crochet, they took that momentum and it took extra innings.
Yeah.
In two games.
And I was just going to back you up saying that, you know, but this week or this series of Brewers baseball, any fan would sign up for at least that experience and that effort that you saw. The offense looked competent as opposed to when they have to go face any pitcher with an ERA under 4 and they just collapse and you've never seen a better performance out of the guy. They had the pitching side of things. Freddie was a little off yesterday. I was texting with Drew. I was wondering if that injury is bugging him anymore.
So here's what he said in postgame. He said his injury is finally better. He said he's felt healthier yesterday than he's felt in a month, and that he was too, and he admitted it, I was too amped up.
Yeah.
I was too energized, and I couldn't calm down. So while I was out there, I was overthrowing, I was trying to be perfect instead of just going out there and pitching. And so he said, like, when he's injured, he had to focus and he had to calm himself down to get the pitches where he needed to be. He felt so good yesterday that he got in his head about overthrowing and not pitching well.
Do you know what was the absolute turning point of the game yesterday?
Hold on, before I answer that, isn't it cool that I was in the dugout afterward and I have all these answers? Like, I literally talked to Freddie and Sal and Caleb and Murph. Like, that's who I talked to yesterday.
I know.
I think I'm going to go every day game now. Like, I think that's going to be my thing. Like, every Wednesday day game that's a 1 o'clock game or a noon game, like, I'm there.
Yeah, take the recording device I have here. You can take it down there.
I mean, I have it. I have the sound.
Yeah, either way, too. Yeah.
I sent the sound to Drew, so he, you know, so I think we got some of it.
But, perfect. Yeah. The turning point. Do you know what it was yesterday?
The turning point of the game yesterday. Once you say it, I will agree with you.
Should I just play it?
Sure.
2-2. Lined into right, a base hit. Frelick has it. They're going to hold the runner at third. Rafaela is caught in between second and third. He slides into third base. And now they've got runners all over the place. Bowers will tag out Rafaela to get the second out of the inning.
Yeah, running with his head down. That's a no-no. That's a big break for Freddie right there. At some point, you had to figure that the league is going to stop running on Sal Frelick, and the Red Sox had decided to do that today.
That was absolutely... I don't know what Rafaela was doing there. I mean,
he was
smart,
just head down.
Smart to not run home, because Sal Frelick would have gunned him, absolutely. Yep. Now has MLB leading 7 outfield assists because of that play right there. But that was a massive break for Freddie Peralta in the game yesterday, because he was very erratic, and then he gave up the hit, obviously, there. And then that made it 2 outs in the inning, and you're able to get out of it a lot cleaner. But I was... when that happened right there, I knew the Brewers were back in business.
I love it. Yeah, and that was a weird... I totally agree with you. A few weird, interesting things from that play. So I asked Sal about it after the game, about, like, you know, was that one of the weirder assists you've had? Because you just had to get it in and then, like, they have two guys on third base. And he said, I saw that happening. I just wanted to make sure I got it into JB clean. And once JB... And I love that Jake Bowers took it and tagged Rafaela, because he could have thrown it to third, and then Frelick loses the assist. So Frelick gets the assist there because Jake Bowers runs over and tags Rafaela. The issue I would have there with the Red Sox is, if that happens and you have Wong on third and Rafaela running, even though Rafaela made the mistake, you, as the third base coach, you tell Wong to run home. Because I'd rather have Rafaela on third base than Wong on third base.
Does it matter with 2 outs?
Absolutely. Wild pitch, anything near the plate, Rafaela could score on that. Wong's not.
Everyone scores on a wild pitch in major leagues.
There was one on Tuesday that was not far away from the plate, but because Rafael, I think, who on the Ashby one. Like a catcher is not scoring on that. Rafael is. A middle infielder is. An outfielder is.
I think with two outs, it severely doesn't matter.
It might, but I still take a position like a position player over a catcher.
Sure. I think with one out, yeah, then that's the scenario.
But regardless, I think you do it just because it's the right thing to do, and the Red Sox missed that opportunity. Of 99 out of 100, it's not going to matter anyway. But one out of 100, what do? We say, oh, that's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, even just like a mishandle, and he's halfway down the line already. Wong's not going to be that guy. So that was an issue I had with the Red Sox. But again, to your point, I mean, that was a huge play Freddie needed that out.
Needed it.
Freddie needed that out.
Huge break.
And they gave it to him, and that absolutely helped propel the team the rest of the way.
Yeah, and how about Caleb Durbin, just not even just the walk-off, but he had the huge hit earlier in the game too. Another guy that's been struggling all year. So nice to see him get some success.
That's a fair ball inside the bag. Two runs will score. It shoots away from Duran, and the Brewers have the lead as Mighty Mouse strikes again.
I'll tell you, bottom of the Brewers order has come up big as of late. Caleb Durbin, first pitch.
Can I say something else here?
Yeah.
Jeff Levering, I'm a big fan, by the way. I think he's awesome. Okay. I think he's great.
Yep.
He's got to stop giving small nicknames to Caleb Durbin.
Oh, is he?
Oh, last week he called him the little engine that could.
Dude, I was he is short. I was in the clubhouse yesterday, and Sal is short. And Caleb, he's got to be 5'6".
Yeah, you got to stop. Mighty Mouse, crazy. I mean, that's just, you got to stop giving short nicknames. You know what they should be? They should be calling him like Stilts. They should have something ironic or something.
I like that.
That would be a lot better.
So, and that came right after the review that the Brewers had. So Collins flies out to deep center. Contreras tags, and Frelick tries to go to second. The throw beats Frelick to second, but Frelick's slide.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great slide. He was clearly safe. And literally, I feel like the game hadn't even started up again. Like, guys hadn't reset. And first pitch, Durbin just crushes it inside the third base. Like, literally on the line down the third baseline. Great, great piece of hitting. One other weird thing that happened during the... I mean, there were a few things that happened. But in the inning before that, where Bowers scored from third, where Churio grounds a ground ball right down the first baseline. It hugs the line the whole way, but stays fair. And because it does, the Red Sox pick up the ball and step on third, but Bowers just runs home.
Right.
And it's that was a weird, again, you couldn't place the ball better. And yeah, Churio's out, but they got the run in. And it cut the lead. You know, when it was 3-1, we're all thinking, oh, they're down by more than one. When the Brewers are down by one, we're all thinking they're fine. When they're down by two, we're all thinking the game's over.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
And to get that weird run on a ground out from Churio, where heads up running from Bowers, where nobody from the Red Sox was going after the ball, the first baseman was just waiting for it to get to him. I think they were partially waiting for it to go foul, but also if I pick it up at the base, I can just step on the base and Churio's out. Yeah, but there's only one out. The guy from third is going to score. The Red Sox basically let the run score there.
Yeah, it was a weird play. And Jake Bowers didn't even have to slide or anything
No, he just ran in.
But that's Brewers baseball. It's another thing. Just manufacturing, using your brain on the bases to help your offense out. This is not a team that hits a lot of home runs, although Jake Bowers yesterday.
3-2. Fly ball down the right field line. It is fair and gone. All square, one apiece. Caps a 7-pitch at-bat for the solo homer.
I mean, aren't you glad that I told you Jake Bowers is awesome, and now Jake Bowers is awesome?
I am. It wasn't as momentous or monumental as Willier Abreu's home run was, was like a second deck no-doubter off Mears. Mears pitching in the second inning of the game, by the way. We just asked Murph about that, because Murph the day before had said, and he mentioned, listen, we map out our bullpen before the game, and we had Mears for two. We talked to him, and still, Mears didn't pitch poorly. He gave up one bad pitch to Abreu. Abreu crushed that ball. And again, that the Brewers up 4-3 in the seventh, and you're thinking, all right, they're going to escape with this one. Abreu ties it up at four, and then it's off to the races, and we get extra innings. And the game in Pittsburgh last week where the Brewers took the lead by a run in extra innings and then gave it up was really disappointing. But after these two, I have renewed confidence that the Brewers can win extra inning games. Like, after that Pittsburgh game, I really believe the Brewers should not get it. Like, they're just going to be a mess in extra innings games. And now I tweeted it. I'm not a Taylor Alexander guy. Like, Alexander's not my guy.
Right.
But he got out of it last night. Like, he gave, you know, he did. He fought.
Sure.
In that 10th inning. Yes, he gave up. But to strike out the last two guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gave up a run. But to get the last two guys strikeout looking, like there's something of a strength of character, of strength of pitching, situational, where he, you know, you're down 5-4 in the 10th, you can't let another run in, and he buckled down and he got those outs. I still don't think he'll be on the team in a week.
Yeah, like, I would say probably right. Fair point.
But I can't, you know what, I can't believe he's got 8 decisions. I feel like that's not good for a relief pitcher.
Well, that's
because 3-5.
Right. And on top of that, the 5, the big number at the back end there for sure. He's the one giving the lead up. I think that the Rob Zastrzyzny pickup really hurt Tyler Alexander. That was going to be probably now a ticking time bomb once he got in there. And now with Quintana and Woodruff both being set to return within the next 2 weeks, probably, I would say that Tyler Alexander is one of the men who will not be on the roster after that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. He, you know, and it's with all the lefties they have, I think they're set.
So, right. Now they have Ashby and Hall as well. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. How do you go down 26-9 after one quarter of an NBA game? Like, that is just so embarrassing. Not that I was excited to watch an NBA game last night. But I was like, I wanted to watch something. I watched nothing. It was so brutal. It was so awful. It was embarrassing to watch that as an NBA fan. Just a brutal, brutal game. Packers open OTAs. Excited for that. And Drew Wagner will be in studio for the 10 o'clock hour. We'll talk more Brewers then. We'll talk NBA basketball and Packers and all sorts of just like life and observations and woodworking.
He just texted us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is he okay?
He said it's pronounced Rake Bowers. Get it right.
Oh, Rake Bowers. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what he does. He's Tommy Wirtz. I'm Mitch Nolens, a.k.a. Thunder, the Mason Crosby Show. It's presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We need video because Tommy is banging back there to this banger. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. We're live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And you know what's fun? Tommy, you know what's fun?
What's fun?
When you're at a Brewers game.
Yes.
And you post a picture of like you at the Brewers game. And or like Monday I did, posted a picture of my tailgate. And a friend of mine replies with a post of his seats from inside the stadium. And it's literally the exact same view that you are sitting at. And so you like look around and literally you're in section 412, five seats in. And in section 411, four seats in the same exact row right there is your buddy. So shout out to Adam Lanzer and the Port Washington Pirates and his daughter who also plays softball and basketball. I don't know why his daughter and my daughter aren't best friends because they've played each other against each other since they were eight. You know, it's just they live in different communities, so they don't know each other. But they know each other now because their dads are, you know, embarrassing idiots who try to embarrass them as often as possible in public.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Which is what we do.
Did but you it's do hilarious. That?
Huh?
Did you do that on Monday?
Well, I did. I stood up and I was like, Adam Lanzer. And he was like, Mitch Nellis. And
yeah,
I was like,
yep.
And our daughters were like, you know, we don't know them.
Correct.
Yeah, which was great. So we didn't specifically embarrass them, but our behavior was embarrassing enough that it was embarrassing.
That's the goal.
Yes. This is 1250 AM 105.7 FM. The Fan. We're free on the Odyssey app. The Brewers have now won four in a row. They're over 500. It feels really good. Tim Dillard will be on with Sparky at 3:20 this afternoon on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. That's Dim Tillard will be on the show today at 3:20. Can't wait for that. Drew Wagner will join us in studio on this show, and I'm excited for that as well. Just like embarrassing in the NBA last night. And like, I don't know what the NBA is supposed to do. I get that the Thunder are significantly better than the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves decided not to show up. But I did send this. I've got one of my best friends who grew up in Milwaukee, lives in St. Louis Park. He's a Timberwolves season ticket holder. And so I wrote, the way the NBA has chosen to referee aggressive teams makes the game unwatchable. I get that the Thunder and the Pacers are more athletic and more aggressive, but fouling every single play continuously does not make the game fun to watch. And my buddy who was at games three and game four, and yeah, I know the Timberwolves won by 42 points in game three, so that's kind of an anomaly. He said, like, on TV it's bad, in person it's egregious how the Thunder literally from half court in are holding every single play. And the second you breathe on SGA, it's a foul. I kind of, you know, this is where I wish Giannis and I were buddies. You know, I was at his first press conference, so that should make us buddies. I have a number of connections to him, but now I know, like, his brother's doing this podcast on the other network and blah, blah, blah. I had actually pitched that idea to him 3 years ago. So clearly I had the idea. I just didn't follow through on it, or I didn't work for the right people. I didn't have the right backing, whatever it might be. But I kind of want to ask Giannis about, like, what it's like playing against the Pacers, what it's like playing in the playoffs now when you're watching, and it's like, the Knicks are a good team, but they don't, and they are physical, but they don't have the depth quite to foul every single play all the time. Same with the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are a good team, but they're not a physical team. They're not, they don't have, like, their wing players are more like, they're 3-and-D guys, but they're not physical in the way that, like, Lu Dort is literally hugging Anthony Edwards all game long. I'm just like, 414-677-1250, do you see a problem with that? Is this like, oh, there's always problems with, I mean, there are numerous people who just don't like the NBA in general, so it's like, maybe if you don't like the NBA anyway, that's fine. But like, it seems to be, it's more egregious. And so I'm really interested to see when the Thunder and the Pacers play each other, how athletic, how physical, is it really the SGA free throw merchant series? What happens in that series when Nesmith and his, like, you know, Nesmith reminds me of, there was a guy in 8 Mile, one of the guys in the crew that was rapping against Eminem, and he looks like he's on steroids, and Eminem raps, like, when he does his free style that he's on steroids. That's what Aaron Nesmith looks like. Like, he is just a muscular guy. Is he going to be able to play against SGA, or is he going to get 3 fouls in the first minute every game just because he's breathing on him? 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. More NBA talk in the 10 o'clock hour. But OTAs opened yesterday, and so we have to talk about the Packers. And I'm, you know, Andy talked about it a lot during Packer Day Radio. I know all the guys up there are writing about it and podcasting about it and tweeting about it. And, you know, to see what's going on, I'm excited to see how these groups play out. Interesting that Jordan Morgan was not with the ones yesterday. I know we talked about that yesterday, Tommy, about like how we expect Jordan Morgan to get every opportunity to be a starter this year.
Yes.
And I think him not being with the ones yesterday means absolutely nothing.
Correct.
Right? I mean, it's literally May. He wasn't going to be, you know, the only non-starter was the center, and they're not going to, you know, Jacob Monk was at starter, and it's Elton Jenkins' job unless something weird goes sideways. I think as much as we've talked about it, we're going to keep talking about it, is this wide receiver group. I heard Andy talk about, like, he wouldn't be surprised if they kept 5 and then tried to get Heath and Melton and even whatever happens with the Mecole Hardman onto the practice squad. I just feel like for special teams, you keep either Heath or Melton. Like, whoever's better on special teams, like, they make the roster.
Yeah, yeah. And Melton was a gunner last year, too, if you remember that, on the punt team as well. I asked Andy when he was breaking it all down. I think that last year they kept 10 players between wide receivers and running backs on the roster.
Okay.
They kept 4 running backs. They kept 6 wide receivers. And I wonder if that number stays the same, if it goes down, because I think that more wide receivers on this team isn't a bad thing.
Okay.
And I think that I don't know which running back I would not want on this roster next year because of the role they played as well last year. So I wonder if that number is going to be similar to, they have 10 guys, and now remember Marshawn Lloyd was hurt, so he didn't take up a roster spot.
Right.
So that probably plays into it, but I think they would keep 3 running backs, 6 wide receivers on this team.
Yes,
and
I tend to agree.
And I think that Chris Brooks is going to be an odd man out, and probably Malik Heath is going to be an odd man out as well.
Yeah, obviously it comes down at that point to Brooks and Wilson. And Wilson is a leg up on Brooks. That doesn't mean Brooks can't pass him. But Jacobs, and I'd be shocked if they didn't give Lloyd a full shot this year.
Well, 100%, right? Yeah. I would say Marshawn Lloyd is guaranteed on this roster. Yep. And Andy had said that he's guaranteed on this roster. He's not guaranteed running back two. I really liked what Emmanuel Wilson did last year.
I know you did.
And I know a lot of people liked Chris Brooks in pass protection more than any other running back last year for Green Bay. So that's why his value is there. And I really think that the Mecole Hardman signing, I don't quite understand it. I don't know why you would bring this guy in with the intent of, let's see if he makes our roster, when he has experience on the special team side, plus he has experience being an outside wide receiver just because of his speed. And if you have a guy who can, I don't want Jaden Reed returning punts for the Packers next year. I don't want Keyshawn Nixon to do it if he doesn't want to do it either.
Yep.
If these guys are going to be the number one receiver and number one corner on the team, respectfully, next year, why are we putting them out on special teams? Let these guys, like a Mecole Hardman, create a job for themselves until they lose it. If there is an opportunity for one of the other guys to step in because it is a liability that Mecole Hardman is getting more special teams playing time than anyone else, then yes, adjust it then. But this is a guy who's literally brought in on a very cheap, team-friendly contract that can take up a roster spot on the special team side, so Green Bay doesn't have to worry about it.
I think one thing to remember is they did sign Hardman before the draft.
Yes.
And they didn't necessarily know they were going to take wide receivers two of the first three rounds. And so if the draft had gone differently and they take an edge in the first round and they still take the offensive lineman in the second round,
Belton,
and they take a cornerback in the third round, all of a sudden we're saying like, oh, Hardman could have an impact on this team.
Sure.
And so I think that's, so he may end up being a victim of how the draft played out for the Green Bay Packers. Not that, like, they didn't have a plan in place, but plans change based on how the draft goes. And I also think, like, listen, they drafted Savion and they drafted Golden, and if they come into OTAs and they're not ready, you still at least have a veteran who could step up if need be. Now, I think, I think he's short for this team, if he even makes the team. And remember, we're still looking at Christian Watson coming back at some point. And the report yesterday is that he's ahead of schedule. Mm. So, if he's back by week 8 or week 9, he's going to get a spot as soon as he's healthy.
Really? I just, in my brain at least, Christian Watson doesn't play a snap next year for Green Bay. I am.
What's your over-under?
On games played, I seriously think it should be at a half a game. I don't know.
I'll take the over right now.
But he tore his ACL in January. Why are we rushing this guy back? This guy gets hurt every year so far of his professional career.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wide receiver room that you just invested heavily in. I don't know why Christian Watson comes back, and I don't personally see the draw for Green Bay to have Christian Watson come back either.
There's one obvious draw: trade value.
Sure.
That if he can come back by week 10.
Isn't this his contract year? Don't they have to make a decision about him?
I think this is his third year.
23, 24, 25. This would be 4, I think.
Yeah, I think you're...
Because 22 is when he dropped the ball against Minnesota.
Yeah, it says he has 3 years of experience.
So that means
it doesn't mean... So on the roster, it says 3.
So they have to make a decision on if they want to sign Watson.
So he's going to be gone anyway.
Right.
If he's gone anyway, I see what you're saying.
Do you want to see what Malik Heath can do for a third straight year, or would you rather have Mecole Hardman on this team?
I'd rather have Mecole Hardman.
Thank you. And
Unless, I was thinking about this driving in, and Andy talked about this yesterday. He said sometimes guys show up a different guy. Right, they decided to really lean into be a workout warrior during the offseason, and they actually put in the work to separate themselves from who they used to be. And my question is, could Malik Heath or Bo Melton have done enough during this offseason to move up a level on their NFL career arc? And if they did, does that matter? Does that make an impact? They've seen the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've played. They've both made, I would argue, big catches in big games. Mostly because other guys have been injured. but they've been forced into action.
Sure.
And they more often than not, they have not risen to the level of who they're next man up. But they've made plays. They've played in games. And so having that experience and knowing that you're on the depth chart behind the three guys who are there, knowing that you're on the depth chart behind the two new rookies who are coming in, is there a chance that, like, literally in January, one of those two did what they needed to do to really elevate their standing?
There is one guy, I think, there's one wide receiver on this team that I would say we have seen already play before, so excluding the rookies, that has any potential to exponentially explode. And I don't think it's Jaden Reed. I don't think it's either of the two guys we've been talking about. I think Dontayvion Wicks is the play that anyone who thinks someone could separate themselves, someone could redefine how they have been known in the NFL to this point and to where they will go in the NFL, and it's Dontayvion Wicks. All of the analytical data that they have on him that compares him to, you know, some of the elite wide receivers based on the separation he's allowed to get, the big play ability that he has. It's just he's got to catch the ball better. And we've gone through that in Green Bay already when we talk about the Packers. And by no means, I hate the comparison of Davante Adams to Dontayvion Wicks, but that's what it was. That's what it was. Davante Adams couldn't catch a ball for 2 or 3 years.
Nope. He could. His second year, I was hosting the Mitch Nellis show, and I said, trade. I said, get rid of Davante Adams. He's never going to be good. He can't catch the ball. He can separate, but he can't catch the ball.
And if Dontayvion
Wicks can separate,
yes.
And the question is, can he catch the ball? And I would argue, to your point, we don't know that answer yet. I don't think we can say he can't catch the ball. He hasn't to this point at the level we want him to, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come because we saw it happen with Davante Adams.
Correct, and that's why I there was a lot of drop problems with this Green Bay Packers wide receiver core, maybe age and experience playing a factor in that last year. So I maybe you could go around the wide receiver room and say that about everyone. If they catch the ball more, they would be more productive. I don't think that's a hot take by any means. But Dontayvion Wicks is the only Green Bay Packer wide receiver that we have not seen that I think really has the explode into new potentials type wide receiver.
Absolutely. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. We're going to keep the wide receiver conversation going for a little bit. Also talked some Milwaukee Bucks, and there's a name that we've talked about before, but I think we should talk about it again, and what we think is going to happen tonight between the Pacers and the Knicks, and Drew Wagner in studio in the 10 o'clock hour. If you miss any interviews, any funny segments here on The Fan, just go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, or go to thefanmilwaukee.com. Catch up on what you may have missed here on The Fan, the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
She said this life ain't forever, one song here together.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Tommy, I know you're a Cudahy guy, not a South Milwaukee guy.
I don't know if you know this. Like, I've actually lived in South Milwaukee and hung out in Cudahy more than anything, but yes.
Are you a Crusherfest guy?
I am aware of Crusherfest.
Okay.
I have a great photo I can tweet out of my sister and my niece posing with the Crusher statue they had over there. Yeah.
Yep.
I have been. I have been to the Crusherfest. Crusher, absolute legend in South Milwaukee and Cudahy over there.
Crusherfest this weekend, Saturday 11 to 9, Sunday 11 to 6. Always a blast. Al Snow, what does everybody want? Al Snow's going to be there. Let's see who else. Tito Santana is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Tommy Dreamer. The Mouth of the South. Jimmy Hart will be there.
Are you going?
I'm not planning on going.
I mean, you said a lot of names that made me think you would go there.
Yeah. I don't know if Adam Scher will be there. I feel like he could show up. Better known as Braun Strowman.
Right, right.
Yeah. Wisconsin's own Adam Scher, Braun Strowman. His dad was one of the greatest softball players in the history of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He was like on one of those Wisconsin teams that would tour the country,
correct,
and just hit bombs.
I think we've covered that.
Yeah, yes. We have. But I did see that Crusher Fest is this weekend, so that's always a fun. You know that I like, and I think. Is Festa this weekend also?
There's a lot. Festival season is up here in Milwaukee right now, so like, I don't know what's up next. But I was driving in, covering up Layton Avenue, I don't know, a week or two ago, and saw Dan Jansen was getting set up over there. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's everything.
Festa Italiana is this weekend. When did Festa move this early?
Yeah,
that's early.
Yeah.
That's
Polish,
real early.
Polish Fest, I know, comes up June 13th through the 16th. Okay. Like we are in festival season now.
And for those of you who live and or work downtown, Downtown Dining Week starts today. Tommy, do you know Downtown Dining Week?
I do not.
For poor people like us, it's the opportunity for like $20 or $30 to go have a nice meal at a fancy restaurant downtown.
Okay.
And that's so cool. And so you don't get to pick what you eat. I mean, they serve you what the menu is for that Downtown Dining Week price point. But for lunches, it's like $20 at like a place where you'd spend $50, like, you know, all the steakhouses and, you know, our friend Omar and our friends at the Capitol Grill and our friends at Moe's.
Yeah.
They all do like nice things for that. And, you know, so, you know, we are at the point. We hit Memorial Day. We are at the point where it is full go festival season. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Drew Wagner. And I know he has a specific festival that's very near and dear to his heart and his soul. And so we will talk about that as well. Does he have a soul? That is the real question here. So we're watching the NBA playoffs. And last night, I mean, I'm speechless about how little of the game I watched because I was ready to watch a basketball game. And 26-9 at the end of the first quarter, game's over. I mean, the game is over.
Over.
And it's like, what do we do? Can they take the teams off the court? Like, I know stats count and fans paid and it was a party for the Oklahoma. But, like, even if you're a fan of that team, and I'm a Bucks season ticket holder, like, if my team's winning and I'm sitting there for an hour and a half watching just, like, lack of value, that's just like, I will admit, I am frustrated by that. So I'm frustrated, and I talked about it earlier in the show. I'm frustrated by the NBA officiating right now, and I've often been a defender of the NBA officials when people talk about how series are swayed and they're fixed and all that sort of stuff. And I've always like, no, like maybe there is a little bit of a sway one way or the other, but nothing's fixed. Like let's be real, people. Unless you're Donaghy and you're fixing over unders, but again, you're not fixing games in the same way. I just think how do you get to the Western Conference Finals and not even compete?
Mm.
Not even compete.
I mean, I think a lot of people were disappointed that Minnesota made it as far as they did. I don't know if they were the best team. You know, didn't they run into Curry getting injured, right? Wasn't that
Minnesota? Yeah, they beat the Lakers easily.
Right. And the Lakers were nothing.
But I think people thought the Lakers were something.
Yeah, they were supposed to be, but they didn't. If the Lakers would have got Mark Williams at the deadline like they wanted to this year, mm-hmm. then I think things change around. If Steph Curry is healthy in the playoffs, I think things change around.
You think the Warriors beat the Timberwolves?
I mean, it's a lot more interesting. That series was also not investing at all when Steph Curry went out of it.
I would have liked to have seen Jimmy Butler's physicality against this Thunder team. Because Jimmy Butler changed how that Warriors team played.
Right.
Like, we all know Draymond's crazy.
Correct.
But Jimmy Butler's actually skilled and physical. And I would have been interesting to see how those matchups would. Like, I don't think Golden State was nearly good enough to beat this Thunder team. But as it turns out, I would have, with a healthy Steph, I would have much rather have watched that series.
And the Nuggets were the second best team in the West.
Right. Yeah.
So we got robbed
and
of that.
We got a 7-game series.
Right.
Like
we got robbed of that series later on.
But that was another game seven that just deteriorated into a blowout and wasn't fun or interesting either. All right. We'll talk more NBA playoffs. We're going to talk some more Milwaukee Brewers and some, you know, the Packers OTAs and just like all the random things in sports that are on our mind. Drew Wagner, ForbesSports.com. Sports reporter and our Milwaukee baseball insider in studio when we come back here on the Mason Crosby Show. My name is Mitch Nelson, a.k.a. Thunder. We're presented by Verizon, the number one network in all the Milwaukee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.